Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Joining us this morning is Dennis Haugen. He is the president of the North Dakota Grain Growers Association. Hello, Dennis. How are you?
Well, getting ready for the weekend blizzard, right?
Yeah. I think we're all starting to hunker down. It looks like the wind is blowing pretty good. How are things in your area?
Oh, kind of blustery. Just looked at the radar. The snow is still a little ways away yet, but we're getting into blizzard mode here this morning, getting all our snow equipment in the shop here. So once the things blow past here, we can get all clean, dug out and cleaned up.
Yeah, absolutely. Getting prepared, that's the biggest ticket. Well, Dennis, some good news. The phase one deal with China has been signed. And what does that mean for our North Dakota growers?
Well, it's just good news for actually all U.S. farmers. I think it's kind of good news for global agriculture. It just kind of levels the trading field for everybody and promotes a free market environment. And I think in the long haul, it's all going to be good.
North Dakota farmers were hit pretty hard by this trade deal, weren't they? I was told by someone that maybe hit the hardest across the nation.
Well, we were, but you have to remember, we got a few other factors playing in. I mean, we're dealing with this relentless weather up here, and that's been a big factor. And another thing we have to consider is, you know, we're just coming off of three record crops in a row prior to 2019. So, you know, big crops make for lower prices. So, you know, it's been an accumulation of several things playing on the market. But, you know, looking at, you know, with our shorter crop this year in 19 and other factors around the world, Australia's dropped their production number again just this spring. I see on FC Stone that to, you know, 14.5 million metric tons due to drought. I think in combination with, you know, the trade deal being signed, global supplies of everything are going to be down this year, and that's going to help prices.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a turnaround finally. It's something we could use here. We've been seeing some downtimes for the last several years.
Well, and it all boils down to supply and demand.
The phase one deal with China, they are, do you know any more details than we know at this point?
Not really. You know, another thing that, you know, bothers me a little bit is their demand for soybeans. You know, African swine fever has been a pretty real problem over there. Hopefully they're over the hump on that and starting to rebuild their herds, which will in turn increase demand for soybeans and North Dakota soybeans.
You visited with some Chinese buyers recently, and they have interest in North Dakota wheat.
Yeah, there was a commodity trader from Shanghai that was on our spring wheat tour last summer, and I got to spend a day with him. Pretty interesting fella, and he wouldn't have been on the North Dakota spring wheat tour if he wasn't looking for spring wheat. So, you know, it was encouraging to see people like that are participating in these tours that we put on.
Very good. Dennis Haugen, the president of the North Dakota Grain Growers Association, thanks for your time here today.
Well, no problem at all, and stay safe during the blizzard.
Eric will be back with much more Inside Agriculture right after this.